This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We like to end the week this way. It's a good way of kind of going back and reviewing the great guests and topics we were able to cover in the course of a week. And we do that by bringing them forward as soundbites and letting you listen, make up your mind, and then vote and pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You do so by calling 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to go first. You can also email us your vote right here live in the studio on this Friday afternoon. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote right now at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We always give away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote during Soundbite of the Week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker to the best vote for Soundbite of the Week this week during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's Soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Jeremy Rohde. We're doing a series on the gospel for former evangelicals, and he's talking here about a church for broken people.
They tell me that the Lutheran church is for broken people. I didn't need the Lutheran church until I realized that I was broken. Man, does that hit home. I'm a lifelong Lutheran, and that hits home because, to me, that drives home why I am a Lutheran still today by conviction. That is a church for broken people, where they can come and receive absolution, receive the body and blood of Christ, have their consciences restored, and be given the hope of eternal life for the sake of Jesus. That is, I think, the best way to explain to someone why the Lutheran Church is the place where you've landed.
That's Pastor Jeremy Rohde, Soundbite number one, a church for broken people. If you want it to be Soundbite of the Week, you need to call and vote 1-877-623-MYIE or send us your email with your vote. Remember, include your city and state so we know where you're listening. And the reason for your vote for that soundbite, as brief as possible, talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or again, vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Nancy Piercy, a very insightful observation about what we're calling the dualism of homosexuality.
We need to learn to communicate that homosexuality expresses, as you put it, a dualistic view of the human person. And what I mean by that is that biologically, physiologically, males and females are clearly counterparts to one another. That's the way their reproductive anatomy is obviously designed. And the problem with homosexual practice is that it overrides that design. It implies that my physical anatomy doesn't matter, that I can disconnect who I am biologically from who I am in my sexual feelings and emotional attraction, that I can contradict my own biology. That is a very disrespectful view of the body. It is essentially saying that who you are biologically has no significance, no meaning, doesn't deserve any kind of respect. You can override it at will. This is not a new thing. The early church fought against something called Gnosticism, and it had that same low view of the body. So this is really the same battle, intellectual battle, coming back again.
All right, that's soundbite number two. To vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call votes, we take them first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. A really good summary, I think, of the purpose of God's law.
Every word of law, every damning exclamation is given to you for a purpose, to damn you to death, to kill you, to crucify you, and drive you to Jesus. Jesus. So that you can count all things as dung next to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ and not having a righteousness of your own that comes from the law. You shall have no other gods before me. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And yet we fear, love, and trust in anything else. We fear 99.9% of the time, and it never happens. And yet we're filled with worry and anxiety as though God had given us no promises that He is our dear Father. Won't give us too much to bear. We'll provide a way out when we are tempted. You love what is not God, and you want it. Your God is your gold, your land, your power. You harbor dark thoughts. God says to you, the soul that sins shall surely die. Where shall we turn? Jesus. Jesus kept it all for us. Keeps the law perfectly for you. Jesus died it all to death. Put to death for your transgressions.
All right, that's soundbite number 3. It's time to pick up the phone, get ready to vote, or get ready to email your vote to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or call in number 1-877-623-6943. You can vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here is your fourth and final soundbite to consider for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the liturgy versus mystical worship.
It's bringing to us such marvelous comfort because it's so objective and so external. It's right outside of us. It does not depend on how you feel or what you experience. It's true. Your forgiveness is true, no matter if you feel forgiven or not. And that's the main thing here. I mean, if we think that our nearness or farness to God is dependent on how far or near we feel to Him, or how far or near we experience His presence or whatever, then we're always going to be seeking and never finding. The Lord wants us to be delivered. I mean, He stands us up right in front of Him, and He says, look, you're a sinner, and your sins are forgiven, and we come to the end of it. The liturgy has an end, and it is my sins being declared forgiven because of the death of Jesus. Contemporary worship, mystic worship, doesn't ever have an end. It just always keeps going, but never arrives.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon. It's the 26th of August. Phone callers get to vote first. Our phone number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, there to take your votes as well, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week there. We've left some space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote will get the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. So what will it be? Will it be soundbite number 1, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, A Church for Broken People? Will it be soundbite number 2, Dr. Nancy Piercy, The Dualism of Homosexuality? Or soundbite number 3, Pastor Matt Harrison, The Purpose of the Law? Or perhaps soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, The Liturgy versus Mystical Worship? Vote during this break, 1-877-623-6943. Are
you looking for a church where you can receive the gifts of God in the gospel and the sacraments and in the church's historic worship with lively music? Then come to Hope Lutheran Church in South St. Louis. We're located on the corner of Brannan and Neosho Streets at 5218 Neosho. You can also reach us on the World Wide Web at www.hopelutheranstl.org and give us a call at 314-352-0014. There is hope in St. Louis.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
How does error find its way into the church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. That means we need your votes. 1-877-623-6943. You get to choose Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. When you vote, let us know where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Soundbite number one, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, A Church for Broken People. Soundbite number two, Dr. Nancy Piercy, The Dualism of Homosexuality. Soundbite number three, Pastor Matt Harrison on the Purpose of the Law. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Liturgy versus Mystical Worship. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page as well, facebook.com/issuesetc. Elaine, listening in Canada, votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, A Church for Broken People. I like this soundbite as it is so comforting for anyone suffering with a guilty conscience or feeling down. Come and repent and be forgiven is a wonderful message to hear, and we offer this in the historic Lutheran Church. Elaine, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Canada. On the phone, Derek is waiting on the line. Hi, Derek.
Derek, Pastor, how you doing?
Very well.
Good. I wanted to vote for soundbite number three because we just never hear that message enough. I need to be constantly reminded of that I'm a sinner and that Jesus is my Savior.
Derek, thank you very much. Stay safe on the road as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Paul listens in California. He says his vote is for soundbite number three, Pastor Matt Harrison, on the Purpose of the Law. Why? He says it's President Harrison. Besides, like many of us were saying before the last convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, you cannot compete against the stash. Have a good weekend, guys, and we will, and you too, Paul in California. Who wouldn't have a good week in California? Really? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. This vote comes from Alma, Michigan. Thomas is voting for number three, Pastor Matt Harrison. He says, Pastor Harrison wrote a Lutheran Witness article and did an Issues Etc. interview on finger-pointing you preaching, and here in this sermon, he provides us with a wonderful example of what this sounds like. In other words, he practices what he preaches, or maybe we should say he preaches what he preaches very well, or preaches as he preaches, or maybe better, he preaches what he teaches. Whatever the case, he not only talks the talk, he walks the walk, and we are extremely blessed to have him as our president. I could not agree more, Thomas. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. From Michigan to Pennsylvania, where Eric listens, he says, I would like to vote for Pastor Rohde, that soundbite number one, A Church for Broken People. The statement is really why this recovering Calvinist is a Lutheran. Works were always an add-on. I was always questioning if I was truly elect. When I first was saved, I felt like there was a giant, what does he say here? He says, when I first was saved, I felt like there was a giant burden lifted from me. I'm glad to say, since becoming a Lutheran, that burden is once again removed. Thank you for Issues Etc. and for leading me to that truth. Eric, thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. Tom listens in Racine, Wisconsin. He's voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the liturgy versus mystical worship. Tom says, I linked to Pastor Wolfmiller's article that we based our conversation on, and it caused a riot on my Facebook wall. Yeah, I've seen some of those too. Tom, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Pete in Kansas City, Missouri says, my vote is for number 3, Pastor Matt Harrison on the purpose of the law, a pastor that does not come from a Lutheran tradition, or as a pastor that does not come from a Lutheran tradition. I see this topic as far too absent in my circles, though it is not likely your goal in this message and reminder that Lutherans have the rest of us, have for the rest of us. Thank you very much, and thank you very much for voting and listening in Kansas City. Jen listens in Colorado. She's a little frustrated. She says, I'm conflicted. I like what Pastor Wolfmiller said about the objectivity of the liturgy. I should vote for it. Listening to the soundbite made me think of so many things I've thought or said about Jesus over the years and how I was feeling. It's also good to remember how important it is just to know he died for me and not feel something. However, I have to vote for Pastor Harrison. What a wonderful sermon. 99.9% of what we fear doesn't happen. Oh, so true. I vote for soundbite number 3. Jen, thanks for listening in Colorado. In Kentucky, Joshua votes for soundbite number 1, Pastor Jeremy Rohde, A Church for Broken People. This is what he writes. He says, it's an accurate display of what happens to a lot of people, including myself. For those of you who may not know, I did not grow up Lutheran. I have yet to go to a Lutheran congregation. I'm heavily considering joining. Instead of baptism now saves you, it was make a decision for Jesus and be sincere. Although it's noble, it isn't comforting. Or love God and I can go on with others. Thank God for the Lutheran Church use of new media. Well, we're happy to do it, and thanks for listening in Kentucky. Tony in Rhode Island says, I'm voting for Pastor Harrison, soundbite number 3, nothing better than a burning shot of 200-proof law followed by a sweet gospel chaser. I wish we could turn that into a liner. Wow. Smartest listeners in radio. Let's see. Where are we? Nicole in California, hello. I have grown so much during the past few months since I began listening to your program, she says. I have never voted on Soundbite of the Week, but this time I couldn't help giving my opinion. You always feel free to give your opinion, Nicole. We welcome it. She said, I had a very hard time choosing between Pastor Rohde and Pastor Harrison, but I choose number 1, Pastor Rohde, because of this. Pastor Rohde hits directly at the heart of the reason I felt so at home in the Lutheran Church since I began attending a few years ago and was able to finally understand that it is not what I can do for Jesus, but what he has already done for me. I still think Pastor Harrison's quote is amazing, but it's simply what a former evangelical has found to be the proper exposition of law and gospel since joining the Lutheran Church. Thank you, and thank you for listening in California, Nicole. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is, it's a thin volume, but it contains an awful lot by way of a resource for you to teach your children, yourself, about the signs and symbols of the church. It's called Behold the Lamb by Deaconess Pam Nielsen. You can find out about this great book explaining the symbols and signs of the church throughout the church year at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call and order Behold the Lamb from Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Well, if we count right, I think the winner this week is Pastor Matt Harrison, soundbite number 3, The Purpose of the Law.
Every word of law, every damning exclamation is given to you for a purpose, to damn you to death, to kill you, to crucify you, and drive you to Jesus. Jesus. So that you can count all things as dung next to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ and not having a righteousness of your own that comes from the law. You shall have no other gods before me. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And yet we fear, love, and trust in anything else. We fear 99.9% of the time, and it never happens. And yet we're filled with worry and anxiety as though God had given us no promises that he is our dear Father, won't give us too much to bear, will provide a way out when we are tempted. You love what is not God and you want it. Your God is your gold, your land, your power. You harbor dark thoughts. God says to you, the soul that sins shall surely die. Where shall we turn? Jesus. Jesus kept it all for us. Keeps the law perfectly for you. Jesus died it all to death. Put to death for your transgressions.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Matt Harrison, on the purpose of the law. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Nicole in California. Never be afraid to vote, Nicole. It may turn into good things. The LPR bundle package goes out to her. If you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and your shirt size, so we can send you the LPR bundle package. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's that address again. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. As always, thanks for listening. That's the most important thing you do. And thanks for remembering us during the challenging summer months. When you go to church this weekend, post the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer at your church's bulletin board and hand out some Issues Etc. business cards. You'll find them at our website, both of them, issuesetc.org, click support. You can download them, print them. In the case of the business cards, cut them up, 10 to a page, hand them out wherever you go. In the case of the bulletin board flyer, just download and print. And then a few thumbtacks later, it's on your church's bulletin board for everybody in your congregation to see. Thanks for promoting Issues Etc. The purpose of God's Word is encapsulated beautifully, simply, and completely in that word of law and gospel, that God sends forth the word of His law through Scripture to do nothing short of kill us, to destroy us in our prideful, sinful rebellion, and to drive us to Christ, where in that sweet word of the gospel, everything Jesus has done for you and nothing that you have done, we have the complete forgiveness of sins through His blood in His name. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.